Tiger Philosophy, Lesson 150. My love for the X-Men and the similarities between the great leaders. I have always been fascinated by the X-Men. When I was about 10 years old, I would wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, not to miss any sequel of the X-Men. These super mutants with their superpowers were like a super fantasy for a young boy like me. X-Men, except being a very exciting cartoon, has many real-life dimensions in it. Topics like discrimination, racism, political instability, and danger for extremism are central themes in the X-Men. Like in the real world, the characters in the X-Men suffer from identity crisis, inferiority complexes, guilt, and shame. The mutants in the X-Men are divided into two groups. One group who wants to live in peace, while the other craves and hate. One group sees hope in the future, while the others envision only apocalypse. During my study in the work of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, I encountered many similarities between these leaders and the leaders of the X-Men. The similarities. Charles Xavier and Martin Luther King. Both were leaders who believed in the good of the mankind. They had an idealistic view on life. They believed in forgetting the past and looking at the future. They believed in nonviolence by preserving their own identity. They believed in the system and tried to implement laws and rules which protected and supported their people. Mutants and Negroes. They believed in integration and living in harmony with each other as the true path. Malcolm X and Magneto, on the other hand, were totally the opposite. They had tough life from the very beginning. Malcolm X's father was killed and their house burned by the Ku Klux Klan. Magneto's parents were executed in the Nazi camps during the Second World War. Their hearts were filled by fear and hate from the very beginning of their childhood. They had lost all their faith in the supreme powers. They believed profoundly that the only solution was a complete segregation. Violence was the only answer to reach peace and total independence. They provoked their followers to get out of their inferiority complexes, which were opposed on them. Not them, but they are the superior race, and they must rule upon the whites and the non-mutants. Living in peace was not an option, because their enemies will always hate what is different from them. They fit so beautifully together in this picture. As I write this, I see the struggle between good and bad they, we are trapped in.